go outside in the wintertime, it'd be real cold, and you'd have to put something on you. What would you put on?
Well, a coat.
Right. Now, what do you call what you're wearing right there?
Pants.
Right. Now, the type that comes all the way up.
Coveralls.
Right. Now, if you had something that was three pieces, like pants and a coat.
And a vest.
Right, right. You'd have something else with it. Now, if you had a cotton shirt, for example, that you washed in hot water, a lot of times in the old days, that shirt might, if you washed
it. Fade or draw up.
Right, right. Now, talking about women who stand in front of a mirror, for example, always
crimping.
Right, right. Now, I think that'll be all right. It doesn't hurt as much. Now, if a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you'd say she likes to.
Well, I call it dressing up.
Yeah. What'd you call a small leather container that you might put coins in?
Purse. Coin purse.
And what about this thing around?
Bracelet.
And what about around a woman's neck where they had little things strung together?
Well, necklace or beads.
Yeah. Now, what do you wear to hold up your trousers?
A belt or suspenders.
Yeah. And what about on your coveralls you were talking about, this part that goes over your shoulder?
Galluses, that's overalls.
That's different. That's the difference. And, yeah. And what about, what would you hold over your head when it rains?
An umbrella.
Yeah. Now, when you're making up a bed, what's the very last thing that you put on a bed?
The bedspread.
At the top of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Now, in the old days, they used to have one that would go
bolster.
You know that too. Nowadays, they cost a lot, but in the old days, people used to make them just for themselves, and they'd make a thing out of patchwork that was
quilts.
Yeah. And what would you call a, like you might take a quilt or something? And when you put quilts and things down on the floor, like for children to sleep on, what would you?
Mat.
You call that mat?
No.
Well, did you ever hear that called a
pallet? You bet.
Yeah. And what do you call, this is talking about land, different types of land and stuff, the type of land that is just right along a stream, it floods in the spring.
River bottom.
Yeah, and you can plow it, then later after it floods in spring, and then later on you can call that river bottom.
River bottom land, uh-huh.
Yeah. Now what would you call a type of land that's got water just standing on it all the time?
Well, we call it swampy.
Mm-hmm.
And
low land. What's the difference between the swamp land and bottom land?
Well, the bottom land is, it overflows during a flood, or the majority of it does, and it will, as a rule, it will get better. It'll deposit the silt from what's eroded off of the hills or the higher land, and it will deposit on there. And the slough, then it don't build up any. It just stays the same. It'll sour and decay, and the stuff moves right on off of it with the next rise. Then, and it just don't. It's just an old slough. It don't ever build up, and you can't hardly drain them.
That's what I was going to ask you. If you wanted to use it, like swampland, if you wanted to use it for something, what would you do? How would you?
Well, some of them.